Sunday sometime I felt like another day of working, just like 7 days a week sometime. But it's all good. God is good, and we can rest. I believe the grace of God in us and enable us to do a lot of things. Just like Brother Paul, we can call Apostle Paul. He was talking, God give, multiply the grace. He can make all grace abound toward us. So where we shorted, he even stated, where sin is abound, grace much more abounded. So we just thank God for the grace of God. This morning, I want to talk about 2-3 years ago, the Lord just, I was reading a sermon on the mountain, on the mount of the Lord Jesus. And Matthew chapter 7 mentioned, judge not, you will not be judged. And condemn not, you will not condemn. Also, another record in Luke chapter 6, verse 37. I want to take a look on that and we'll find out. Luke 7. Chapter 6, I'm sorry, verse 37 and 38. And the Lord just showed me something different. I know this is talking about like judgment order and that kind of thing, but I believe the word of God can be multiple dimensions. And I'm going to read right here. And 37, judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. So when I look at dictionary, it's funny, it says, let me see, in dictionary it says, okay, where did I put it? In dictionary says, interesting. Okay, his judgment is ability to make, consider, decision, or come to sensible conclusions. So the Lord was, I was reading, and you know, sometimes we talk about judgment of other. Yes, we shouldn't judge other what they're doing or what. And I have one guy ask me if I wouldn't mention his name. He's a really good gospel preacher, and he's really good. And but somehow he fall into, sleep with a girl. And someone asked me why he's on fire of the Lord. She still can do such kind of thing if she said he's born again. I said, remember, we're still human. If Solomon, the king of kings, the wisest king in the old day, he fall into that, who are we? And so my point is trying not to judge others because you are not in that place. If you're in that place, it might fall too. The time my wife asked me too, he said, why is like that guy in the fall? I said, honey, you are not in that place. I'm not in that place. We can't assume that we can't judge. We call to love one another. We pray for one another. You know, the devil is looking whom he might devour. He's just like a roaring lion. I told her, if I don't spend time with the Lord, if I'm not continue established in the Lord, I'm going to go that direction the same way. Just like fine line, just like this. Especially in America, just like this. Very fine line. I see that the time temptation come without we having fellowship with the Lord. And that's easy to fall into. But the Lord showed me this thing and a different way of judging how much. I was praying because we just, by this time, when I was reading, the Lord showed me this about the judgment, just like the dictionary defined it, how much you value or you're honoring the Lord. That's the kind of judgment that the Lord showed me. And we just bought a shop, the middle of 2020, and I was great in that. And we're a small shop. You want a bigger shop, you want to have more revenue. And the Lord showed me how much you measure your shop, how much you put, like how much you think that your shop gonna bring increase, you bring benefit to you, that's what you're gonna receive. The same measure that you may, it will measure back to you. So it can apply many, multiple dimensions, can be applied to our job, can apply to our life, can apply to the blessing of God, can apply to anything the Lord showed me. Like even children of Israel, they are blessed. When the king of Balak come to ask Balaam to curse children of Israel. In Numbers chapter 23, you're talking about verse 20. And he said, I cannot curse because God has blessed. I cannot reverse it. But we know the children of Israel later, they died more than 20,000 people because Balaam loved the witches. Love the witches of unrighteousness. And it's mentioned in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. Also, Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. God still holding him accountable, even the Revelation. You know, because he taught the children of Israel commit fornication like against the covenant of God, break the covenant of God. That's the only way that the curse can come to the children of Israel. They cannot curse. No one else can curse them, but they themselves can curse themselves. So the Lord showed me that how much you measure, how much good you measure me, the good and my goodness going to be displayed in your life. How much you are forgiven. You believe how much I am forgiven you so we can walk in forgiveness. We can forgive other people. You say that to whom forgive more, right? Much, right? Whom receive much, well, forgive more. We should forgive one another. So when we understand the same way, how much we measure the love of God love us. So we're going to experience his love for us. And ended up, like Mary was sharing, I like that translation in that part. Like God kind of love is not human nature love. Human nature love is all about condition, but God is unconditional. So when we understand that how much he loves us, guess what? First thing, we're going to love ourselves. The Bible tells us, Romans chapter 12, talking about revenge not yourself. Have you ever thought about that? Sometimes we put too much judgment on ourselves. Sometimes we put too much condemnation on ourselves. Guess what? Sometimes we don't forgive ourselves. Therefore, we don't experience the forgiveness of God. I found myself to be true. After the Lord showed me this, I said, Lord, this is crazy. And I started to change my thinking. He challenged me to change my thinking. I said, if I'm continue to judge my life the way that, okay, I was brought up, I was poor. I grew up in poor. I couldn't finish high school because I was poor. Everything, I couldn't do it because this is the way I was brought up. This is who I am. So when I put that judgment on me, I'm judging myself. It's not according to the truth. That's not what God is judging me. He wanted me to change that. He wanted me to see that I'm the child of God. I am, even though I'm the covenant, the people of God, that's already blessed. But I am, he said, you are my child. I have purchased you. With the high price at the cross, my son paid for everything. So when you come to my kingdom, you as Isaac was, so are we the children of promise. Galatians chapter 4, 28. So we don't see ourselves. We don't judge ourselves the way God judges us. So we judge ourselves. Oh, I'm just like, I'm adequate at this. I'm not smart enough. I'm not talented. All condition that we put on ourselves and forget all the condition that God has given us. We judge ourselves according to our understanding. It's not according to his understanding. Look on us. And we're still begging. Now, many people, there are in churches. I share the gospel every day at my work. Many people still believe that we have to hold 10 commandments, have to read, have to memorize, have to teach the children. One lady come to me, and she come to me often. She was teacher at the school, private school, and Christian school. And she want us to send our kid over there. I pray about it. I have no peace. And so this time when she come, and I was mentioned, I felt it's right time to share with her. And I said, we still want to live in Moses' time. Now we are in Jesus' time. Now, Moses' time, Moses got the law and given to Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus. Jesus already came 2,000 years ago. Now we are children of God. We are not only people of God. Now we are children of God, highest standard in the kingdom, the highest position in the kingdom of God. Now we want to go back and like live in Moses' day. Imagine now you walk, okay? Instead of you flying to Vietnam or somewhere you want to go, imagine you walk. No wonder we put curse on our children. And I was sharing with her, and she said, I never seen that way. She said, because we are higher in the kingdom of God. In order for us to be called the children of God, God has to do, Jesus has to die. There's no other way Jesus was asked. If there's any other way, he said, no other way. And let the cup pass over me. He said, no other way. I must take this cup, no other way. He took the cup 2,000 years ago. Now we still before the cross, leaping before the cross and say, how? Why we're not receiving the grace of God has given to us? So that's how most, you know, she's still judging herself as like, I'm still sinner. You see that? That's when we judge according to the flesh. Jesus said, I'm not judging you according to the flesh, according to the spirit. Because the law of spirit in Christ Jesus already has set us free from the law of sin and death. and we don't embrace that, we don't receive that, we don't see ourselves in that way, we still judge ourselves, condemn ourselves, oh, how much wrong I have done. We forget how much right he has done. I'm not good enough. How good I am. We sing about God is good, you are good all the time. I love that song. You are good, his mercy endure all the time. That's how David able to get away, but he's supposed to be dying. He's supposed to be dead. Why God call him the man after his own heart? Because he understood the heart of God. Have you ever thought about that? He said his mercy from everlasting, everlasting. And I was reading Psalm 103 the other day. Suddenly God just caught my attention. When you read from verse 14, as a man, his life just a flower, beautiful in morning and then fading in afternoon. Or as a grass, just beautiful and then flourishes and then vanishes away. And then verse 17, Psalm 103, verse 17 said, but. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to those who fear him. Basically, to those who honor him and to his children. How about that? We forget that part. David understood that he was living in the old covenant. He was living the old day and all the law and commandment has force on him. The law has power to those under the law, even to this day. Okay? But we are under grace. Many people still want to grab a hold too. When we do that, we stop the blessing of God. We stop the gospel of God running our life. And because of time's sake, I'm not going to let you guys look at. You can write it down in Galatians chapter 2, verse 5. When Paul was rebuking Peter, he said, I'm not subject to gospel, even not 1 hour. I want gospel continue to run in your life. Without stopping, without corrupting, because we can corrupt the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ work in our life when we judge ourselves, when we can hinder the grace of God working in our life. Paul said we can frustrate the grace of God. So when you're frustrated, you can't do anything. That means you're frustrated. So the grace of God can be frustrated because we stop the grace of God. Because when you don't judge yourself according to the righteousness God has judged, how does he call us the children of God? He has declared unto us we are blessed, and we don't see ourselves as a blessing. I used to see myself as cursing. I remember when I was in Greensboro, I do everything for people. Now there's time I served one of the guy. I managed his shop for 2 months. He come back and instead of thanking me, cursing me, and kick me out, give me no dollar for 2 months, doing nothing for him, doing for free because I was under the law. I was cursed. What I do is cursed. Everywhere I do, people don't appreciate me. But when I understood the good news, the grace of God, the power of God, I started to see myself differently, and everything I touch is blessed. I remember after the Lord showed me about the shop, he said, you got to see your shop bring you good income, bring you increase, bring you multiply, bring good clientele, bring good people. Now, like people, if we would leave this time, I would say 100 people would cry. Because we're doing the right thing. There's costing when you do by the kingdom of God. God showed me how we should run our business, how we should conduct our business, what product should we buy. So I just listen to what he asked me to do. We just do it. He just make the rest work. How about that? But I have to change my perception. I have to change how I see myself, how I judge the shop. And now at the shop, just like growing, and you guys show Pastor Ernestine sometimes go there. And now we start to bring more people. We got to change our thinking because we are thinking our own mind. Oh, my family, I'm poor and I can never be rich. So what are we doing that? We curse ourselves. We stop the blessing of God. Oh, I just come to the U.S. I don't have any ability to do anything to make my money. Oh, maybe I'm so old. I'm not qualified to do this thing. Well, the Bible said Isaac was, so are we children promised. And Abraham gave everything to Isaac. He didn't give to Ishmael. Okay, so Ishmael also the picture of us, our old nature has been died, right? Ishmael is the picture of our old, our flesh, our nature, old nature. And when we become Christian, all things are possible. Behold, all things become new. So as Isaac was, so are we. So Abraham gave everything to Isaac. Ishmael, he got nothing. So the son of promise has everything. So we are the children of God, and not only children, but joint heir. Your heir with Christ, so we can access into the wisdom, the information that heaven has for us, so we can walk in this life to manifest the glory of God, so the kingdom of God would be expanded through us, each one of us, and we call to share the gospel, regardless whether you're a preacher or not, we are children of God, we, Paul said, we are ambassador for the gospel. So what we do, sometimes we don't say a word. Sometimes I remember the Lord, when I was working one place, he said, do not share the gospel in this place. He said, let your light shine before men. When they see your good works, they glorify me. What is my preaching? My good works. That's the light of the Lord. So I was doing everything I can. Before I left, he said, I can never have a guy like you work for me. I said, oh, thank you. She never gave compliment to any person. I know she was telling me the truth. I said, maybe not. Because I'm servant to Jesus. That moment, I have the right. I have the opportunity to share the gospel with her. I told her, you know what? You know why I'm doing what I do? Because I serve him. Unto him. Everything I do for you, but unto him. You look like I'm doing, I'm working, serving for you. But you know, I'm serving my master too. I want him to happen. I want him. So when we serve him with honoring heart, he will honor us, regardless what we do. So if Isaac looked into a situation, there was famine, there was dryness in the land, but he saw what he reaped, hundredfold. So if Isaac was, so are we. If I look at the situation that last year we expanded the business and all my friends, people that I know said, no, 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 zero, zero, don't do anything. But the Lord opened the door. The Lord said, do it. And I see my wife said, honey, I see the increase. I said, I already saw it before it happened. When you walk with God, when you trust God, when we make God is God. Just if Romans chapter 1 talk, like people change the glory of God into the animal. Yes, I've seen a lot, even worse than human. Like changing to become an animal. And many people don't believe that God already forgiven them. Many Christians, not only people don't know God, many Christians. I share the gospel every day at my shop. I ask most Christians, how you consider yourself because you say you're Christian. So I'm still a sinner. I say, wow, great sinner, huh? I tell one lady, your act of righteousness won't make you a righteous man. The act of sinner the same. The act of sin won't make you a sinner. She said, that's good words. That's good saying. I never look at that way. If you don't have Jesus, all your good work is nothing. Nothing. I told her, if you say so, if everyone can earn their righteousness to go to heaven, why Jesus died for our sin? We all know that. You know that. Oh my goodness, now her ass like big like that. Think about it. I'm not sharing, forcing, sharing, make people think. I used to share like because I'm so excited to share everybody. But now I listen to Holy Spirit, how we should share, how we should say certain words that shouldn't go too far. Sometimes just two words, just lay right there, let the Holy Spirit work with her and whatever needed. So we are called the children of God. And when we look at, in the old covenant, how people make judgment on God, it looked like one. There are many examples. I wrote down many examples, like Sarah judged God, like she's able to perform right when he was stricken in age. Abraham said, and Hebrew chapter 11, verse 11. Let me read it. We got to read the word sometime. Let's read the word. Hebrew 11:11. We know that we can read from verse 10 because verse 10 talk about Abraham. Hebrew 11. We all know this scripture, great faith. We can read from verse 10. Verse 10 talking about Abraham, for he waited city and has a foundation whose builder and maker is God. So Abraham, the purpose, the reason he's not going back because he's looking for the new city. So she judged God the way we know in Romans chapter 4 talking about he was who against hope believed in hope. He would call a father many nations as it is written, so your seed be. And I want to talk about Sarah right here. By faith, Sarah herself also conceived strength to conceive seed, and she bore a jar when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who has promised. So Sarah able to see him, even though we know that when she was 89, the Bible stated in, I believe in Genesis chapter 17 or 18 or so, they were well stricken in it. It ceased to be Sarah after men and women. But when God spoke to her, is there anything too hard for God? And we know that, boom, next year, as the Lord spoke to Abraham, when he was 99, chapter 17, and then chapter 21, they have Isaac 1 year later. So we know that. So Sarah judged God differently. But when she was in the tent, there after they were eating, that's in Genesis chapter 18, and when the Lord said, I will return and then you will have son, she was laughing. She didn't believe it, but later God transformed his body. And then he believed that. And this is interesting, little side note. And Genesis chapter 20, when they went to Abimelech, the king of Gerar, and the king took her in palace. Imagine, can the king took the old lady in his palace? I don't believe so. I believe she was in the 20s, even though she was 89. Her body in the 20s, I really believe that. She's still beautiful. So Abraham would say, oh, she's my sister. She afraid the king will kill him or whatever. So we know that, I believe that moment when Sarah believed that, when she saw her youth renew and she can have a child. That's, I believe, that stated in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. So in many, multiple, Eli, when we look at Eli, Eli is the, he's the priest. And the Bible tells that he would be the priest forever if he would honor God. Because he doesn't see the way God see him. He doesn't see that his ministry is very important before God. He is kind of like mediator, just like Jesus right now, our mediator between God and man. But he's a mediator for people, children of Israel. But he didn't see that his ministry, he didn't see that God can see all the things. And let's read in 1 Samuel. I love this part of portion. We can glean from him. And he didn't, he know his children didn't do right thing, but he never rebuked them or do anything. And the Lord wasn't happy with that. And let me read to verse 29, 30, chapter 2, that we can see it. Okay. And verse 29 says, why do you kick at my sacrifice, my offering? This is God speaking to Eli, which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your son more than me. 1 Samuel 2:29. So he was honoring his son more than his son, just like do all kind of bad things, right the tabernacle to make yourself fat with the best of all offerings of Israel, my people. The Lord said, my people, remember. And verse 30, therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now, Lord said, be far from me. We know that the curse comes, there's no more priesthood and no more older in his lineage, Eli. You see that when he didn't honor God, because he honored his children above God. So he didn't have good judgment before God. He didn't see God is a righteous God. He didn't see, I believe, he didn't see. If he would know that, he would let his children know. But now the Bible said that God said that he honored his children more than God. But we ought to honor our father more than anything else. Because whoever honor him, he will honor. He doesn't honor, he despise. So we, and Jesus also talking about in John chapter 8 was about honoring. He honored his father. He said, I don't have demon, and I'm honoring father. And you don't honor. Abraham honored me. Abraham saw me, they was glad. So the grace of God, now we look, and I love when we look at New Covenant and talking about Peter, when Jesus was talking about, after he performed miracle and people, he was talking about eat my flesh, and it was this hard saying, everybody believing, and it's at the other door, you got in the other. And Peter said this, I love Peter said, where can we go? To whom shall we go? Because you have a word of life, and you are the son of living God. I believe that saying kept Peter walking with God, regardless what situation. The thing I'm seeing, you know, when we walk with God, we're going to have our up and down. Who cares? Peter, look at Peter. And I love about Peter, when Jesus resurrected from the dead, he said, tell Peter and everybody else, he didn't mention them, and tell Peter, told Mary, tell Peter, I'll be right there. Tell Peter. He called it personally. I mean, he was like all the, you know, causing problems. But the thing is, his heart, He wants to do right thing for the Lord. His heart, he see God, he see Jesus. He doesn't see Jesus like other people see. Who do you say I am? Some people say Elijah, some people say the prophet. And God gave Peter the revelation. And who do you see? Who do you say I am? He said, you are the Son, the living God, the Christ, Messiah. And then Jesus said, thank God. Flesh and blood cannot reveal to you about this in my Father. So God has given Peter. And Peter has proclaimed, and where can we go? To whom shall we go? Because you have a word of eternal life. He's seen it, testified it, even though he doesn't understand, because there was no Holy Spirit given to them. You know, the Holy Spirit may be with him, but it's not in him yet. He wasn't born again. But the moment he born again, he knew exactly this, what Jesus was talking about. And he was intimidated by many people. But when he filled Holy Spirit, he was facing the same people that he was intimidated. He was afraid. He was afraid to die. But now he's preached gospel. 3,000 people can see. You know, how we judge him, how we judge ourselves is really important in order for us to continue. Because God asks us to continue to grow in the grace of God. And Peter, I love Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. You can write it down. You can check it out. Peter said, grow in the grace of God. Because he look at his life. Look at his life. He can't grow without the grace of God. And he said, the grace can be multiplied. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Peace can be multiplied. Because when we are in, as the children of God, as the dispensation of we are living right now, we can be multiplied. Paul also said that God can make all grace abound toward you. 2 Corinthians. So everything that in life we need, I believe that if we see ourselves the way God sees ourselves, the grace of God starts working. I couldn't imagine today that I'm speaking English without the grace of God. I understand God. When the Lord showed me the same Holy Spirit in Daniel, in the old day, is now not only with me and in me. And you can access, because Daniel interpret a lot of dreams and vision. Something he didn't understand. But Daniel, and the same thing with Joseph. God was with Joseph. Pharaoh saw it. And everybody, can we find any other guy, any other man has the spirit of God in him, with him? That's what the Pharaoh declared to Joseph. So now the Holy Spirit in us. And I said, Father, I need it. I want to access, because Holy Spirit teaches all things. I don't know a lot of things. When we pray in spirit, the Lord started giving me direction, giving me understanding, something that I don't know, something else. So because we have access as the children of God. That's what the Lord, I believe the Lord wants us to live, instead of comparing ourselves among ourselves. Measuring ourselves among ourselves. Time for us to measuring with the word of God. Measuring that we are the child of God. Measuring judgment of God, call us, we are forgiven. Don't, you know, we as a human, we harsh on ourselves. I'd have the same way. I believe a lot of us fall into the trap that the devil trying to hold us. Oh, look how much wrong have done. I have one daughter, 20 years, still not calling me father yet. Sometimes, Lord, I wish I never made that wrong, make that mistake. I said, you already forgiven. Don't dwell on it. Don't leave me. Don't condemn yourself. You will be condemned. Because when I'm condemned myself, what that do? I frustrated the grace of God. Instead of let the healing of God flow in me, heal me, deliver me, I'm dwell in my place. I'm dwell in my understanding instead of his understanding, his judgment on me. See, I put judgment on myself. You see that? I'm the one stop the grace of God transforming. So I learn better now. I say, Father, I just thank you. Every time the devil brought to my remembrance, Father said, I am forgiven. I am redeemed. Who cares? No condemnation. No, there's now no condemnation. Who are in Christ? If we are in Christ, should be no condemnation. When we condemn ourselves, that means we don't believe Christ in us, the hope of glory. We don't believe Christ in us. We don't believe Holy Spirit can transform, can teach us, can deliver us by his power, by his holiness, righteousness can deliver us. We don't believe we can establish by the grace of God. Hebrew chapter 13, verse 9 said, be established in the grace of God. It is good that the heart established in the grace of God. We have to do so. The other Hebrews said that we need to establish our heart by the grace of God, because if we establish by our own ability, we can be getting pride. We forget that God is not with me. God, some Vietnamese people, they are like love knowledge. Look, when I speak English, he said, you just come to America, I speak English. I couldn't see if people can do that. I said, yes, now you saw it. He said, how? I study hard. She studied hard. He said, I study hard. And I mean, I can read, I can understand, but speaking is pronunciation. I said, you don't want to know? I have the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit teaches us all things. That's been included in English. And said, because he doesn't believe. He said, oh, you're just a supernatural guy or whatever. I said, oh, you don't believe. I can't go there. I would tell you this. If we continue to trust what God tells us, who we are, the child of God, continue to grow in, Peter said, grow in the grace of God. We have to continue. This is daily. Our flesh, I tell you, our flesh. I said, no, you don't go there. You go there. Compare ourselves. Oh, look at my family. Nobody get rich. Nobody pay off the house. Look at all people making 100, 200,000. They're still in debt. So we start compare ourselves among ourselves. The Lord says, not why. The time for us to compare with Scripture. Because the spirit thing is take the Holy Spirit to explain to us and make us, and we can glean how much we see God is big. How much we are blessed. We see ourselves blessing as God sees. God said, we already blessed. No one can curse us, but we can curse ourselves. We can stop the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Romans chapter 8, you can read from verse 32 down. But we can separate the love of God from ourselves. We are forgiven. Sometimes we are not forgiven because we're the one judging ourselves. We're the one condemn ourselves. God has nothing to do with us. My son already sacrificed. It is once for all obtain eternal redemption. Hebrews 9:11, 12. So and on we can go. And the goodness of God, how much we see his good, the goodness of God started tracking us. The Lord taught me this, I'll tell you, I mean, people waiting for us like, no, yet I can't go anywhere. I can't look at my nails. This is your fault. I mean, I was too busy. I said, I only have two hands and my schedule full every day. And see, when I go somewhere else, they beat up my nail, they beat up and beat down. And this is your fault. They call me my fault. So I just thank God for the grace of God. Because when they go somewhere else, that's how what they got. They said, I can't go anywhere else. They said, look at this. They're hurting me. It was bleeding. It was swelling. And when they come to you, nothing happened. Just pretty and last long. I said, by the grace of God. They don't have the love of God. They don't have the labor of love that I told them. Because some of them, they are not Christian. But who cares? They want to come to get nailed. One, the Lord gave me some drop here, drop there. And sometimes God just gave me a word of prophetic word, and they said, oh my goodness, it's crazy. No, never met them, and God gave me word. Because when we pray, I pray for people come to shop, because that's my ministry. You know, I pray people come to shop, they'll come one way, go another way. I started to see myself better, be honest, when the Lord showed me what you put on yourself, what judgment, how you see yourself. You want to put kind of like understand God, look at you. You are my child. You can do a lot of things, but my ability, like, no, I'm still tiny. Oh, look at this. If they were born in America, they can't do that. I can't do it. You see, that's when the wrong thing started, when I started blocking the grace of God, blocking the gospel of Christ, continue working. Paul said, when I come to you, I will come fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Romans chapter 15, verse 29. So the gospel of Christ produced health, produced peace, produced joy, produced goodness, produced blessing. You know, we can sleep well, so on and so forth. We can go in the gospel, in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit is working on behalf. Now, when we get away from that, and when we submit ourselves to whom you yield yourself, become servant to obey, you become the... So whether we yield to the Holy Spirit or we yield to other things. So when we yield to the Holy Spirit, continue to trust in him, continue to see God as our supplier. Who cares? Oh, I have debt 2,000-3,000. Who cares? God can supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Because of his grace, I can be debt free. I've been declaring my house. I believe this year I'm going to be debt free for my house. Because I believe it. Now I start to see better. I start to see myself. I'm going to start to see, I'm going to be a rich guy. I'm not going to worry about money. Andrew Womack spoke to me about when I was in college with we were in school. He said, one day you never worry about money. That's become more reality to me now. I can see it now. So I can see that how God see me, how God put understanding on me. So the Lord want us, I want to close with this, want us to continue to welcome the work of Holy Spirit, to continue to welcome us. Whatever we did wrong, nothing to do with our God, or what we do bad or good, just put that aside, so to speak. The Lord wanted us just Mary was sharing this morning, we need to focus on Him, the other finish of our faith. And when the more we see His good Father, and the blessing, the goodness start manifesting in our life. And people look at it, how you do this? How you do this? So now we have opportunity to present the gospel to them. The purpose of the gospel to be preached is important for us to share the good news. So maybe sometimes just kind word and get opportunity to plant a seed. Because in order to the gospel to be preached, Jesus has to die and rose again. An angel wants to preach the gospel. They have no right. Imagine that way. They have no right. Remember Cornelius? Angel come to him. And you got to do is call Peter. Talking about this thing that I'm talking about. You got to go tell Peter. Peter can come and share with you. Or ask Peter with preaching. They will feel the Holy Spirit speaking in the tongue. So we know that we have privilege and honor. And I'm so glad. I just thank God. I don't know how much I appreciate God. Who brought me to America. Who changed my life. And I share every day. I'm not ashamed. I share people every day at my work. I'm not ashamed. Because God is good. I want people to experience. Many Christians don't understand God is good because they judge Him harsh in God of Moses. It's not a God of Jesus who healed, who delivered, who your sin is forgiven. And when He said that, who are you to forgive sin? Only God can forgive sin. He's God. Of course He can. And we don't see Him that way, so we're not going to see ourselves that way. How we see Him, we're going to see it reflecting ourselves. How we believe in His goodness is going to reflect on us. We can do good for other people. Before I close, I want to say, the purpose the Lord asked me to do business, I want to give. I want to minister, go minister. Nobody pay me. Because I've seen ministers been paid by congregation, and they preach what congregation preach. I'm honor and up God. I don't want to do so. Very first day I said, Lord, I told God this. I'm serious. I said, you call me to share the gospel, I'm not going to receive any people pay me. Now, if they give me, according to what God has given me, I will receive it. But if they give me string attack, I'm sorry, I will not receive it. And I want to bless people who serve in God when I have financially freedom. That's what I want to do. Now, one of my guys in Vietnam, I mean, he gets people saved every Sunday. I'm giving him. I'm giving whatever God gave me, I'm giving him. Partner with him. Guess what? I have that portion too. One person gets saved. I'm get saved too in my bank account. You see that? We co-labor. The purpose of the blessing of the freedom so we can give. I think next sermon, next message I'm going to share giving is how we can give to increase. Many people give is not increase. There's reason. How we give, we can get increase in finance. I'm talking about in finance. I have no clue about this thing, but the Lord started showing me. He said, because you have heart to give, you have the first thing you want to have in finance, we have to have a heart to give first. So I will talk about another. But go back to the message. The Lord wants us to impact the gospel in this earth. That's the purpose we live here on earth. Every one of us, let your influence, I cannot reach your friend. Only you can reach your friend, brother. The same thing with you. The same thing every one of us. The people that God placed in our lives is significant. It's not coincidence. So we can pray for them. We can bless them. Just let people come to my shop. I said, this is not a coincidence. And we pray, we cry, and a lot of things. And I see, I just thank God. I see the people come one way. And I share with one lady, 70 years old, go to church the rest of her life and get born again in my shop. How about that? How about that? Now, without me knowing the goodness of God, the new God, can I share? No way. Yeah. You know? And I was sharing with her what my mom, Jesus. She was talking to me about her Jesus, like Moses, Jesus. I'm sharing with him, Jesus and all day. And she said, I want your Jesus. I said, you can get it. How can I get it right now, right here, and right this moment? She's black lady. I love her. And we pray, and she come out another person. I can see her countenance. And when she come in, I may be in heaven because she was having party with people who just passed away. I hope one day. I said, what do you mean you hope? That's when he started telling me about her Jesus. Now, after a few minutes later, after finish her nail, she come back. But how about now? You ready? You are ready? Are you clear about that? I'm sure I'm in heaven now. Just a moment, 30 minutes or 40 minutes, even 1 hour. So to me, that's so exciting. Now, if everything I do in the shop, even though the shop, God forbid, they collapse, that's one thing I regain heaven. Because one soul returned to God, Jesus said, if you have whole world, you lose your soul. What can you reach? In a chain? Nothing. So our Father, brother and sister, want us to continue to see him, continue look at ourselves as the way our Heavenly Father is. Sometimes we don't see ourselves. The Bible tells us that as he is, so are we in this world. I love when you mention about that Jesus wanted to do greater work. That's what he wanted. He expects on earth. Whether we believe it or not, but that we he expects. I've been praying about it a lot. I'm not happy. I thank God where I am. I'm not happy when I still see people sick, even myself sick sometimes. I'm not happy when I see. Because we are the children of God, carry the same power to raise Jesus from the dead in us. And we should both walk in authority and power. And sickness would flee at us. And COVID would tremble at us. Just like, you know, Smith who to it. He touched the German. The German died instant. If he, 100 years ago, and I want to be in that place. So we all driving, right? We all drive. We thank you, Father. I want to pray before I close. Father, I thank you, Lord. Give us eyes to see what you see us. Give us eyes what to see you. Do you. You are good God. You're full of compassion, full of love, full of grace, full of truth, full of forgiveness, full of blessing. And you want lavish in our life. I just thank you, Father. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us not compare ourselves amongst us. Compare with you, Father. We are one with you, Father. We thank you, Father. You continue to help us to grow up into you in all things. We say yes to grow in your grace. We say yes to establish our heart in your grace. We say yes, Lord. Let not the gospel of grace be frustrated in our life. We open the door for you, Holy Spirit, to flow, to manifest yourself in us and through us for your glory, for your kingdom, for your manifestation. We thank you, Father. Help us, Lord. We need you more than yesterday. We need you more every day. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness, for your strength, for your ability, for your grace, helping us to grow as a father, as a mother, to be like you. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.